This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden has signed a long-delayed $95 billion foreign aid bill, providing for Israel and Taiwan, and without delay for Ukraine, Biden announced late this morning.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles.
Meantime, a U.S. official has confirmed to NPR that the U.S. had already secretly shipped new long-range missiles to Ukraine last week. They are believed to have been used by Ukraine for the first time to strike a Russian military airfield in Crimea and again later against Russian forces in southeastern Ukraine. Pro-Palestinian student-led demonstrations are playing out from California to New York. At Columbia University, the school president has extended a deadline until Friday for protesters at an encampment to clear out, as House Speaker Mike Johnson visits and is speaking out against anti-Semitism. Troubled plane maker Boeing posted a $355 million loss in the first quarter. NPR's Joel Rose reports the company was forced to slow production of its top-selling jets. This after a door plug panel blew out midair in January.
Boeing reported an 8% drop in revenue during the first quarter, but that was still enough to beat lowered expectations on Wall Street. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun said in a letter to employees that Boeing is in a tough moment as it slows production of its 737 MAX jets to focus on manufacturing and quality issues. But Calhoun, who will step down at the end of the year, said he is fully confident the company will recover. Boeing says it's still in talks to acquire Spirit AeroSystems, the company that makes the fuselage for the 737 in Kansas. Boeing announced this week it will advance $425 million to Spirit as the company works to improve its manufacturing quality. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
As plastic waste clogs rivers and landfills, countries have struggled to agree on solutions. But as NPR's Michael Copley reports, there are signs of progress at talks for a global treaty.
Tensions were high ahead of talks this week in Canada to end plastic pollution. Plastic is made from fossil fuels, and big producers like Russia and Saudi Arabia have been criticized for obstructing the talks. The United States has also caught heat from environmentalists who say it's backing measures favored by the plastics industry. The U.S. is the top oil and gas producer. But observers were upbeat after a new round of talks started this week in Ottawa. The World Wildlife Fund says negotiators blocked delay tactics used by some fossil fuel producers. And a UN official says there's growing consensus some kinds of plastic should be eliminated. Negotiators are supposed to finalize an agreement by the end of the year. Michael Copley, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Chamber of Commerce is suing to block a new federal rule banning non-compete agreements. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, the lawsuit comes just a day after the Federal Trade Commission voted to approve the rule.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce characterized the non-compete ban as unnecessary, unlawful, and a blatant power grab by the government. Companies have argued that non-competes are vital for protecting workforce investments and trade secrets by preventing workers from taking jobs with the competition within a certain time frame. The Federal Trade Commission says they harm workers by suppressing wages and stifling entrepreneurship. The agency estimates that without non-competes, the average worker's earnings will rise by more than $500 a year, and some 8,500 new businesses would be created every year. The ban is set to take effect late this summer, but legal challenges could cause delays. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The judge in Donald Trump's New York City hush money trial is looking at social media posts the former president made to determine whether Trump violated a gag order. Trump is prohibited from speaking about witnesses and jurors. Prosecutors are asking the judge to hold Trump in contempt over multiple posts. Meantime, a tabloid publisher is set to return to the stand tomorrow. David Pecker has been testifying as a witness against Trump this week about catch-and-kill deals aimed at helping then-candidate Trump. On Wall Street, stocks are broadly lower, and you're listening to NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.